Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. But when the set time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are His sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are His child, God has made you also an heir. The story is told of a soldier who was fighting for the North during the United States Civil War. All his brothers had died in battle, and he feared that if he died too, his mother would not be able to take care of their family farm all by herself. So he marched up to the White House and asked to speak with President Lincoln. Unfortunately, he was denied access to enter. Feeling dejected, he sat down by a nearby bench. A young boy noticed the soldier and asked why he looked so sad. He told the boy his concern. The boy responded, "Follow me." The young boy led the soldier up to the White House doors, where they passed right through. Together they walked down the hallway and strolled right into the room where President Lincoln was meeting with his staff. The young boy spoke up, "Father, this man has a problem, and I would like you to listen to him." Now, I don't know how accurate this story really is, but it makes an important point. Children have access to their parents, even if nobody else does. This is the same point that Paul made when he wrote to the Christians in Galatia. He told them that no matter what family they grew up in, Jesus had made them children of God, and God's children get access to their Heavenly Father. He goes so far as to say that we can call the Almighty God our Abba, Father. Abba is the way of saying Father in Aramaic. You don't need to remain outside the presence of the Father. You can walk right into God's presence through your prayers, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to speak whatever is in your heart. Abba, Father, thank you for sending your Son so that I too can be a child of God. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.